Hi, I'm Mel Pickup, Chief Executive of Bradford Teaching Hospitals, and welcome to this month's episode of our podcast series, where I'm sitting down with colleagues and partners from across the Trust and the wider community to find out more about them and their contributions to the health and well-being of the people here in Bradford. In today's episode, we'll be discussing nursing associates, the important role that they play in the care of patients here at the Trust, and how the role provides different career pathways for nursing colleagues. Bradford Teaching Hospitals were amongst the first trusts to introduce nursing associates, and joining me to explain more about the role are Jessica, Jess, unless you're getting a telling off, I'm told, BT, practice educator, and Claire Chippendale, one of our registered nurses. Welcome both. So let's start with some introductions to you then. And we'll start with you, Jess. Could you start by giving us a brief overview of your own career journey and how you found your way into nursing?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, Jessica Beatty, practice educator now. I started as an apprentice cadet nurse at Scarborough Hospital, which was where I was brought up, and was on an apprenticeship there for £2.50 an hour for 2 years. After doing that, I did an access course, and then I went on to do the R&DA, so the registered nurse degree apprentice, which was the Open University, and it was over 4 years. It's really, really tough course, isn't it? But yeah, qualified, and then I came to Bradford. And I started off in endoscopy, which I absolutely love, endoscopy as a clinical area. And the team were great, but then obviously COVID happened, and then went to A&E. So I wanted to upskill. So I thought, well, what can I do with the pandemic? And I used it to my advantage, really, of upskilling. So I went down to A&E, and then from there went to the day case unit, and then complaints, and now education, which I'm really excited and really happy to be in education. I've been in the role for a year and a half, 2 years.
So, Claire, what about you?
So I started with the Trust in 2013 as a healthcare assistant, worked on oncology ward for a few years. And then I heard about the role coming out to be the trainee nurse and associate role. So I applied for that. Unfortunately, at the time, I didn't have my maths. So then I had to defer for a year, got my maths, and then reapplied and got the position and started training on a respiratory ward as my hub ward. Did that for a year and a half, and then again COVID hit. So then we moved across onto the COVID ward, and I actually qualified during the COVID pandemic. So it was very challenging. Qualified and then moved to ward 27. After a period of time on there, I then decided to progress my career further, having gaining the confidence and also listening to staff and patients to say, you know, you should go for it. And then now I'm a registered staff nurse.
I'm going to say, you've made it sound incredibly easy, but you kind of, in one sentence there, you said, oh, I sort of did my qualification and was working on the COVID ward all at the same time. And that cannot have been easy.
No, it was challenging, but I think it's about dedication. And I think it's about how much you really want it. And I really wanted it. So I put a lot of hard work into it. And once you've done it, like now I'm an ambassador for the nursing associates, and everyone comes to me and I talk like it's, oh, it's, you know, it was easy. I've done it. It was very, very challenging and very stressful. But yeah, I was really proud of myself.
But worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Jess, for those who might not be familiar, could you explain what a nursing associate is and how the role fits with the broader nursing team?
Originally, it came in 2018 from Health Education England and NHS England into the Trust. It was here around 2019. We were the first pilot. And so the role really is bridging the gap between the HTAs and the staff nurses. So we have a look at the roles on the NMC website. You can see that basically they are monitoring the care and they are coordinating the care. However, they can't lead on care, can they? They can't take charge. And the first initial assessments and stuff is something that a nursing associate can't do with their scope of practice. But it's basically there to extend the skills of the HTA and bridge the gap between the HTA and the staff nurse. The registered nurse will take overall accountability of the nursing associates, but we're trying to promote the fact that they have got amazing skill sets. There's a huge scope of practice that they can offer the clinical settings. And we've got a lot of areas now that have got nursing associates. So it's something that we are pushing for.
It's about skill mix as well, isn't it? You know, so on shift, normally you would have a nursing associate as well as the registered nurses, you know, to make sure that then it does level out equally, to have that mix where it's not just all staff nurses or just nursing associates, because we couldn't run the ward on all nursing associates because obviously for the fact of the IV medication and controlled drugs and stuff like that. So it's about having that balance as well.
So you've got to have a range of skills really, haven't you? So healthcare assistants are just as important as the nursing associates, as just as important as the registered nurses. How did you make the decision to be a healthcare assistant in the first place, Claire?
I started off looking after children in nurseries when I was younger, in my 20s. And then I was like, no, this isn't really for me. And then I did home care for a long time. I always wanted to develop in a hospital, but just because of the hours, it didn't want really suited for me at the time. But then when my children got older, I decided to apply as a healthcare assistant in the hospital instead of doing home care. So I'd always done care for years. Yeah. But I just wanted obviously to work within the hospital environment. So then applied and was really lucky and got the position and then carried on from there.
So, Jess, it sounds like that the nursing associate role provides this bridge between those people who are working as and have chosen to work as healthcare assistants and registered nurses. What are the key differences then for people who may well be very familiar with what registered nurses do and what healthcare assistants do?
I think it's moving away from being task-based. So yes, they've got these incredible skills, but so have our HDA workforce. And it is about medications that they will be able to do, but it's very clear as the NMC about what they can and can't do. So the nurse associates are accountable to the registered nurse. They are able to monitor the care and not do those initial assessments. That's the registered nurse with their scope of practice, and to contribute to the care. So there may be, for example, a nursing associate could welcome a patient to a ward. The nurse would do the initial assessments, but then the nursing associate will follow that care plan and take that care forward. They'll be able to do the medications, but any sort of deviation from an actual care plan is something that a registered nurse should ultimately be responsible for, but they should follow that care. It's basically providing that career pathway for a HCA to develop, because really years ago there's kind of a ceiling as to where HCAs can go. So this apprenticeship now offers them a chance to expand on those skills and take their career further.
And being able to do that, Claire, move from the HCA role, what sort of different perspective on the whole working of the multidisciplinary team, for example, has being a nursing associate enabled you to get?
I think it's more, you've got more involvement because you're involved more in that team as the MDT meetings, as the healthcare assistants maybe might not be. They'll have discussions and stuff, but you've got that more knowledge, you're more involved, and you're actually putting your points forward and obviously deciding on that care together to make it holistic care. And the difference as well from the healthcare assistant to the nursing associate is obviously you've got a foundation degree. You've studied for 2 years, so you've got more knowledge behind the tasks that you might be performing, more of an understanding, I would say.
And maybe a different sort of understanding about the role of the registered nurse as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Jess, there can also be some times when there are misconceptions or even controversy surrounding the nursing associate role. What are some of the more common myths that you've encountered?
I think that it's like the state-enrolled nurse, and that it's definitely nothing like the state-enrolled nurse. Times have changed. We've now got this apprenticeship that actually creates a foundation degree and someone who's got a registration, an actual PIN, and is on the NMC register. However, we are still finding challenges to do with staffing. So on the staffing boards, they are nursing associates that sit in the middle, but they're not on the nursing staffing boards. So you've got HCAs and RNs. So that is a challenge for them, and a difficulty, because it then devalues them where they sit within the staffing.
I did query that, to be fair, quite a few years ago, and they said it's to do with the system. Once there's a system update, then that hopefully should change. So maybe when the next system update, that might be then resolved.
I think it's something that we need to look at. And also, I think one of the other myths or kind of challenges that people face is being called like a plastic nurse or a cheap nurse, because they don't do, in our trust, IV skills, CDs, syringe drivers. There's specific things that they cannot do. However, they are really skilled and amazing staff. We've got people in ICU, we've got people in theatres. We're building that scope of practice. I've just had a meeting with Sean Willis yesterday about scope of practice and the head of education. So there's things that we're always doing to develop it, but we need to break that myth that this is a cheap nurse or somebody replacing a registered nurse, because that is absolutely not true. They're there to bridge that gap.
Or a real nurse.
Get me a real nurse.
Oh, can I have a real nurse, please? And I think that actually comes down to education. And obviously, a lot of people, even though it's been out for quite a few years now, there's a lot of people that still don't know about the role. So they'll come into hospital and they'll be like, nursing associate, what's that?
But it's not uncommon, is it, when a new role or anything new actually is introduced. People, they don't know about it. It's the first time they've come across it. And instinctively, people don't like change. And they're kind of a bit uncertain as to what it's all about. And we've seen this so many times across the NHS in the development and the expansion of the scope of practice amongst clinical professionals, you know, to take on expanded and enhanced roles. And in reality, it's a different set of people with a different set of skills that should be complementary to the team that they're working in. So it's not about taking somebody's job. It's about working with that professional group and to fill in some of the gaps, actually, that exist between different staff groups and different grades of staff in certain groups.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I think so.
Because like typically on a ward, you would have the healthcare assistant who's predominantly giving those cares, and then you would have the registered nurse who's maybe doing the IV medications, but then you could have the nursing associate that's doing the medication round.
So that all the cares.
And the cares, yeah. So being able to dip into both and using those skills. So a lot of the time they'd say someone needs a cannula in order to give IV medications, but actually our nursing associates can do those cannulas. Yeah. A lot of the healthcares can do them. So there's delegation of tasks. It's kind of managing that workload effectively to give the patients the best experience possible.
So how do you, when you're looking for opportunities for a particular ward or department to support someone to do this, how do you work with the ward or departmental manager to give them the assurance that it's a safe thing to do, it's a good thing to do, it's going to enhance the team working on their particular area? If they've never had a training nurse associate before, is it a hard sell?
Sometimes it can be quite a hard sell because, again, it's change and getting people to work in a new way and adapt. And there might be a little bit of resistance from some of the workforce. However, it is a benefit having a nursing associate and to try and bridge that gap and, you know, enhance the skills of our workforce and listening to what their needs are. So if you have got a healthcare assistant out there that's looking for something else that's, you know, keen on enhancing those skills, then why not look at the nursing associate programme? So it is about contacting the chief nursing team and myself, talking about recruitment. We've got some preparatory sessions that we've put on. So the first one's 14th of October next week at 2 o'clock. And we've done those recently and they've been really well received by the healthcare assistants who are wanting to progress further. We've talked about interview techniques and how to really sell yourself for interview and applications to try and get onto these roles.
So just tell us a bit about your current role then. What's a typical day look like?
A lot of emails, a lot of interest in the role. So managing recruitment and creating that talent pool, managing any issues that are out on the ward. So like any information that's maybe not been processed, making sure that the staffing out there on placements are allocating those placements, making sure that there is the capacity there. So I plan ahead the placements, typically ward walking, going out and seeing my learners and trying to pick up if there is any issues at all. Then I have an open door policy, which they know they can contact me at any point and I'll go out and see them. I think as well, like sometimes we run teaching sessions, linking with our NA ambassadors as well, so that they can help with any inquiries that come through.
So Claire, having been someone who successfully navigated this journey, you're going to be really well placed, aren't you, to have lots of empathy and understanding and information to share with colleagues who are hopefully going to follow the same career trajectory as you.
Yeah.
And you've now become this ambassador. It's a much more leadership style role. Tell us about how you are enjoying that.
Oh, I love the ambassador role. It's voluntary and I have people contact me. And I think it's as well just to give people that belief and that sort of motivation, really. Sometimes I think I can't do this. And I know how that feels. I know the pressures and I know it can be difficult. And also I do have a learning disability as well. So for me to share that to other learners, and it gives them the confidence and the belief in themselves then that they can do it as well. So I do feel that I'm a good role model for them to, you know, to be able to help them. People even come to my house. We arrange meetups and just discuss the work, you know, just to sort of share in it. With each of having that conversation sometimes just makes it a little bit easier then. So I really do enjoy that.
And do you think the nursing associate role has provided you with opportunities to specialise and grow?
Definitely, yeah. So at the beginning, when I was a trainee nursing associate, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be a nursing associate. And I loved being a nursing associate, but then you have a drive and you want more. So then I was like, right, I've got the confidence now. I've got the self-belief from doing the nursing associate.
Absolutely. You can see that.
Yeah. To then think, right, I'm going to be a staff nurse now. And then when I was a staff nurse, I am a staff nurse, should I say, I was like, yes, I'm happy being a staff nurse. And then I have to bring this up because I couldn't believe it, really. You write a note to yourself on preceptorship on the first day to the last day when you open it to what is a mindset at the bottom. Sister Claire, one day, maybe, never say never. And now I actually do want to progress in my career to become a sister. So you keep going. So definitely.
You are amazing though. Like you are very, she's very ambitious, very driven, really empathetic with all learners. Your learners really mean a lot to you because you want to give your patient care the best. I think all of you ambassadors are absolutely brilliant. We're really lucky to have you.
Thank you.
You can see it, Claire. It's absolutely oozing out of you. And I can see Sister Claire just sat across the table from me. It's only a matter of time.
Yes,
isn't
it's all in time. Yeah.
Yeah. So looking to the future then, Jess, what advice would you give to any healthcare assistant or any other clinicians who are considering becoming a nursing associate but are just a little bit unsure about the next step, apart from go and have a chat with Claire?
Yeah, get in touch with an ambassador. They definitely won't get away. Talking to an ambassador, but also coming in and chatting to me, having a chat about the role, get used to thinking of what the academic work is going to be like and have a look at the university prospectus and make inquiries. And I think that also come to the prep sessions because we are preparing people ready for those interviews and application processes, which can be quite tricky to navigate if you've not done it for some time.
And do your
research on the role. But also, if you haven't got those skills, don't feel put off, because this trust is amazing at developing the pathways and getting you onto the right track. You know, talk to apprenticeships, speak to somebody about getting those functional skills or the MVQ that you need, the care certificate, making sure that you really hit that essential criteria, and speaking with the chief nursing team to see when the next round of recruitment is. So yeah, just test the waters and speak to nurse associates. They're everywhere. Look, speak to the student nurse associates that have just started with Bolton University and ask them about their experience, because I think it's exciting. And what better way to learn from people that are actually doing the course already?
So Jess, when we started the conversation, I said that this was one of the first trusts to adopt nursing associates. How do we compare to other organisations around nationally or around West Yorkshire? Do we support more trainees, or are we still in the leading this from the front?
Yeah, I think we're leading it from the front. I think it's an incredible role. I think that our staff are receiving it well now. We're developing it. We've done a lot of stuff since I came into role. I feel like we've done quite a lot of raising the awareness, and the recruitment has driven massively. The recognition day from the last recruitment that we did after the recognition day, the first ever recognition day last year, it was double to what we had. I think we had 240 applicants for around 20 to 30 places maximum. Yeah. So that's huge. And that's external people that are wanting to come and work in our trust to do the nursing associate course. So this is great that we're getting on the map, and, you know, we're being sort of explored and talked about. NHS England are kind of a fan now after the recognition day that they came to. And they see that we really believe in our learners here, and that we really do want the best for them. Birmingham have got it amazing, and that's my aspiration, to get us quite like Birmingham, because they have nursing associate led clinics. So I'd absolutely love to have a clinic out there as a trial with nursing associates and one registered nurse to oversee the work of those nursing associates. But I think we've got a long way to go. We're working on scope of practice. We need to look at, you know, whether the trust does IV skills, whether or not we have a look at, we can't do controlled drugs, but where does this scope of practice go? What can we build on? Because not everybody wants to top up.
Fantastic. Well, I couldn't find two more passionate advocates for this role if I tried. So it's very, very clear the difference, Claire, that it has made to you, and how passionate you are, not just about your own personal progression, but supporting other colleagues, which is fantastic. That ambassador role is really important, because it is a big step. If you've been a healthcare assistant here for many, many years, as you probably were, and maybe there are other colleagues out there who have done it for longer, you kind of, it is a big step and a big change, but it is possible, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And like I say, I do get people say, you know, you do it in your own time. Are you crazy? And I'm like, no, I'm not. It's because, you know, there's somebody out there, it's going to make a difference to their career and their life, you know, so that to me means everything.
Yeah, And Jess, thank you so much for sharing all your experiences of leading these cohorts of talented people who are now being liberated to be everything that they can be in this organisation. I'm really pleased and proud of what we've been able to do in this space and the individuals. When I came to the recognition day, it's not just the paper qualification, is it? It's the backstories and the difference it makes. I think that was the biggest takeaway for me, listening to the backstories and the people who have overcome not just the sort of the time challenges and the academic challenges, but the personal confidence challenges that this step has represented for them. So it's incredible work, really good. And thank you so much for your time today. If you'd like to learn more about the Nursing Associate Programme and the opportunities available at Bradford Teaching Hospitals, simply visit our website, bradfordhospitals.nhs.uk, and search for Nursing Associates.